One, you have Al Michaels planning to return for 2026. You have Tony Romo getting completely and utterly bashed by pretty much everybody watching the Romo-Nance game this weekend. And then Tom Brady suddenly turned into Cronkite.
This has been coming for a couple weeks, by the way.
It was just the weirdest weekend of NFL media around the best weekend of NFL weekend, or you know, playoff football wildcard weekend in a hot minute.
So the Brady thing is pretty easy to me. All right, let's play the Brady clip, and then I want you guys to hear the passion that he has in this. And this is him describing, and this is the heart of why I think Brady won people over this weekend. This is him describing how to throw in the wind, okay?
And I talk about the point of the ball a lot. This is kind of like a neutral plane. This is when the point is slightly down. When you're throwing into the wind, it has to be neutral. If the point of the ball is up, any wind friction is going to push that ball up over the top. So as a quarterback, you don't really like that you throw underneath, because naturally that's going to point the tip of the ball up. You'd like more of a C or an inverse, a reverse C. That's how you kind of control the point of the ball, and then you can kind of just snap it off as you throw it. But in these windy conditions, you can't be underneath the ball. There's too much wind surface of the ball to knock it off its path.
Okay, that courtesy of Fox. That right there sounded like somebody that we should have been hearing the entire time. Like, that's somebody that cares way more about football and loves football than I think a lot of people ever really even gave him credit for in the first year that he was doing this. And that's where Tony Romo is losing people. Ultimately, they want you to seem like you care about the gig and you're having fun and you love it and you couldn't imagine your life without it. Tony Romo constantly sounds like he wants to be on the golf course. That's the difference.
He might be.
Yeah, and there's been times where Jim has been referencing different things about the golf course, by the way. But, like, there's just a passion there with Brady that you hear. I ultimately think people love when people care about things a great deal. And they get really into things and find things fun for whatever reason. That wasn't supposed to be interesting, Tom Brady describing how to throw a football in the wind. I was captivated. You had to be. I think people care about that, and he's been able to express that. Whereas Romo seems like he wants to be doing anything else but that.
So, all right. So I think fair point on some of the things you're saying. I also think here's another way of looking at it. I think Tony Romo started on this elite level where he was anointed. He was given Jim Nance as the play-by-play guy. And it was just decided that Tony Romo was the best color analyst in football. As he is slowly, the farther he's gotten away from football, and it's not his knowledge, he knows X's and O's, but his understanding of the league rules, which have changed since he played, and his understanding of maybe the players and maybe the style of football that's being played predominantly, that has changed. And as that's changed, people have said, but you're not the guy we thought you were. Whereas Tom started so high and then immediately dipped to being thought of as the most useless reporter, analyst, whatever, in football, which he wasn't. He just wasn't very good at it. Now that he's, again, people have normalized back to, well, he's not that bad. I think a lot of this is perceptional based. I think Tony has suffered in the perception because he's been bad on the wrong game to be bad at, consistently, I might add. And Tom's simply better than he was a year ago, but ultimately still not that good or that interesting.
I mean, I think we liked Tony initially because he wasn't Phil Simms. Like, the last couple years of Phil Simms and Jim Nance were just brutal to listen to.
It wasn't
Jim Nance's fault. You know what I mean? Like, that was a Phil Simms problem. And so I think we liked him a lot off of that. I think Jim Nance is one of the best to ever do it. I think he's so good at this. I think he has a way of covering up for certain people. And I think at this point, it's just kind of like, I mean, he did everything he could to not make Romo sound like an idiot in that game, and Romo kept stepping in it.
Well, in fairness, I think it was Awful Announcing put out something saying, Tony Romo's fall from grace clears the way for Iron Eagle and J.J. Watt. It's like, have you heard J.J. Watt?
J.J. doesn't know the rules. In the Browns game he called with us here, he didn't know half the rules. He kept getting them wrong.
By the way, he's really good in the studio. He's not good in the booth.
That's another way where I'd say, like, Iron Eagle helps him, too. The Iron Eagle covers up a lot of the faults that J.J. Watt has as well. Like, who you're paired with in this matters a great deal.
Well, which I come back to this. It's just as easy as this. Guys, somebody needs to hire Greg Olsen immediately. He's better than Brady is. He's certainly better than J.J. Watt. Good God. And way better than Tony Romo is. I don't know. Like, listen, I'm not a TV guy. You're not a TV guy. We're radio guys. Mm-hmm. How is it so easy for me to hear? Like, for instance, I still think Brady is not worth what they pay him. He's better than he was a year ago.
He's definitely gotten much better.
And he's more comfortable, which I think makes a huge difference.
But anyways, he's learning what we want to know, too, though. I think he had a hard time with that. I think he was scared to give us some of the insights like he did in that clip because he didn't know how we'd take it. He didn't know if we cared. And turns out we love that stuff.
Well, and it also it helps that I think Tom Brady's gotten away with murder post-NFL. Like, there's like, he's allowed in every, like, no rules that traditionally apply to former players going into ownership and broadcasting apply to Tom Brady. I think understanding that has freed him as well.
I mean, he's in Pizza Hut commercials now.
Yeah.
Tom Brady spent like a decade telling kids they can't eat anything bad for them and can't drink soda and can't have like French fries. He's in Pizza Hut commercials.
Guys,
he
hired the GM, the head coach, and the offensive coordinator, two of the three, which failed tremendously. And no one's giving Tom Brady, the owner, flack. All the while having access.
Must be nice to be the GOAT, huh?
Inside access to half the franchises in the NFL.
Okay, spoiler alert. It's nice to be Tom Brady in life right now.
Yeah, no, it is. But I think my point is, he's the Teflon Don.
He does. He gets away with a lot. And that's there's a lot of people that are, I think people just want to see him have success again, which is just so odd because he had more success than anybody could ever imagine for 2.5 decades.
When he got with Alex Earl, I was like, thank God. I know you've been slumming it with some New England fives. And I finally, Tom Brady is getting primo again. Thank God. I'm just happy for him.
It's just weird because I don't think we'd ever see him do the nightclub scene like when he was playing. He did none of that. In the Tom vs. Time documentary, all he did was live inside his house watching film. It's almost like he's learning from
losing Giselle.
Yeah, it's almost like he's getting a chance to like live his 20s for the first time because he didn't really do that when he was 20, and so this is the result of that.
He impregnated Bridget Moynihan and then left her for Giselle. Let's not act like the guy was a monk. Okay.
It was a different Tom Brady. He was eating avocado ice cream. He's doing all sorts of. Come on, what are you talking about?
No,
very different Tom Brady than this Tom Brady.
You know,
this
he was celibate for 20 years. He can finally express himself sexually now. Really, he was living
this
like
Tom
a pauper.
He's on a race with Belichick to see who can get the youngest girl. It's a weird thing they're doing. I don't know. It's a different Tom Brady.
He's still a gooner. He's just not married. I think that's the difference here. You're giving him a Peterlin pass in a way that is wild.
I think he spent zero
the
time
Peterlin
on that.
Pass.
Zero time being a gooner before. It just, whatever fell into his lap.
I think he's still into his lap.
Now he's on like a Derek Jeter-esque run where he's like dating everybody and anybody. And it's I'm waiting for the Tom Brady gift basket when they leave at the bottom.
This is the straw man of straw man arguments I've ever heard from you.
Straw man?
The man killed it in the 2000s. He was the face of the NFL dynasty in the 2000s before Bridget Moynihan.
Yeah, you got Bridget Moynihan and Giselle.
You just cavalierly tossed
you
that
had
out.
No,
like
other
they were
reports.
Sacks of potatoes.
It's not like we were like, oh, Brady's out in the town painting the town red again.
Social
like we
media
never had
didn't
that.
Exist his first
didn't
run.
Didn't exist. He won a Super Bowl 5 years ago.
No, his first run. I'm talking about the 2000s before he got locked down with Giselle. That happened right as Twitter took off. If you had Twitter 7 years earlier, you would know his exact body count.
He wouldn't eat Pizza Hut. He was like a happily married guy. All these things, and now he's like he's basically like a poster child for debauchery.
I'm trying very hard not to make a hand motion in your direction.
It's very crazy.
He's just a different. He's living his life.
I don't
life.
Know which one's the biggest gooner, him or Belichick, in this race to date 25-year-olds.
I think probably still Tom.
I don't know.
I think Bill like, needs this, some medical
this,
assistance.
Is this Tom's way of being like, you're not the only one that can date 25-year-olds? It's weird for, you know, they ended on such an animosity term, but now they're in a weird way shaping into each other.
No, here's actually the problem.
People like dating 25-year-olds.
Bill is quite proud of dating 25-year-old.
I wonder if this is Tom's way of seeking Bill's approval still, even after the playing days. Like, hey, you know who's going to appreciate this?
It's like one straw man after another.
My buddy Bill. My buddy Bill's going to appreciate this.
No.
There
no,
you go,
no.
Bill.
Because once a month, we Alex get Earl. Sad Tom Brady social media posts.
Oh, yeah, he does.
So
he gets very in his feelings.
He's got divorced dad. Belichick has no problem about the marriages he's ruined. His own. I don't know about anybody else's. Well,
Brady's like 2 months away from going to cheerleading competitions.
I think Brady's like 2 months away from checking into a self-help group.
I want the Jeter-esque run that I feel like Brady's about to go on here. But I kind of like the past couple weeks. People have talked about how great he is in the booth and how far he's coming along and all this stuff. I think we just want people that care about things. Like I'll, on TikTok, I'll watch so many things that I should have no interest in. But like you hear like 2 minutes and these people just seem like they're so impassioned about this stuff. I'll listen to anybody if they seem like they really care about
it. All I hear is that you're a real mark. That's all I hear.
Real mark for what?
Yeah. You give somebody, I can send you like the, nope, not going to do that.
Go ahead.
Now, the point is, you're a real mark.
What are you going to send me?
If somebody just throws passion at you, you go gaga over them.
I do. I like when people care about things. I like when people are really into it, and then trying to figure out why they're really into it is also fun. There's so many layers to so many things.
Whole rabbit hole about trains you can go down if you'd like to.
Are you telling me you're getting into trains?
Dude, I totally have been. Yeah, no, it's train TikTok.
Didn't Ken just say he's into trains the other day?
All right, then he took it from
are
me.
Are you following
Choo choo.
Yeah. I think Ken's like Bobby in the Sopranos.
I thought Ken was talking about a different kind of train.
What you mean?
I need 100 Cleveland men.
He's just into the artist train.
Yeah. Drops of Jupiter,
it's
man.
3 a.m. He must be lonely, right? Is that them? That's Matchbox 20, maybe?
Come on.
I don't know. Meet Virginia,
just,
train.
You just spat on the train. How
meet,
dare
meet Virginia.
You?
Virginia. She doesn't own a dress. Hair is always a mess. Come on. We have it.
Well, you're saying she was trained.
Well, now that's too far.
Now, speaking of too far, Al Michaels says he plans to return for 2026.
We're going to have the Lee Corso with him, aren't we?
People are so pissed, and I get it, because he is just not good anymore.
Same thing I said to Lee. Somebody in his family needs to step in here and get him off the air.
All right.
Someone needs to do him a solid.
Lee needs to step up. Serious medical issues.
Step up.
That made people uncomfortable watching him. And again, he still shouldn't have been put out to pasture.
Al's falling asleep on TV.
Yeah,
that's someone just, save him.
He's 80.
He's old, and he's, I don't know why it came out that way, but he's old and he needs to be off TV. His voice isn't cracking like me anymore because he's that old. He doesn't have a voice anymore. He's so old, and he so needs to be off TV.
He broke your voice.
I didn't use my throat coat today. That's what happens when you forget your throat coat at home.
Speaking of trains,
come out
again.
Like Peter Brady.
I like if we had a bit called Old Not Old. All right, Lee Corso, he's old.
Very old.
All right, Mark Hamill. That's where you would go. He's old or not old.
Oh, yeah, that's my one now. That's mine.
You're the one who said old.
My voice cracked. It happens. We got animated for a second. All right, I'm done with the Al Michaels bit. You finish it if you're so excited
easy.
About it. You finish the Al Michaels bit. Go right ahead.
Are you satiated? It was the old, not old. That was the
is that, was
yeah,
that what
it was?
It was
in the Al Michaels bit. He's earned the right to call his own shot.
He's been calling it for years.
And he's going to keep calling it.
No, I'm done listening to it. Just because you've done it forever doesn't mean I have to listen to it.
No, that's exactly what it means.
No, it stinks.
No, you have. Well,
someone in his family needs to say he's ruining his legacy.
It's not at all. 40 years from now,
he's
no one's going to be like,
during important
he's
games.
Old. Sorry. Was that an euphemism?
Oh, I forgot Nick knows how to perfectly talk all the time. I forgot. My bad. I didn't know you were. I thought I didn't know I was dealing with a perfect broadcaster there. I had no idea.
Hey, I talk for a living.
Did I go too hard?
You're
this
just
hour?
A jerk sometimes is all.
I love you. In case we missed it, in 5 minutes, he's old.
Shut up. Take it to break. What a jerk. How do I deal with this guy every day? Another snort. That's two snorts today. Two snorts.
Matt,
can we have a judgment? Are snorts worse than my voice cracking really loudly?
No, they're both pretty good.
I'm sorry.
This guy.
I can't. I'm old.